托大家的福，大家也一起黑红花。
My husband Tan Teck Yeo is the second generation of the owner of this Thao Kwang Dragon Kiln, and I'm helping him to run the Dragon Kiln since 1980. Frankly speaking, as my age, it's a very tough journey for me. I wanted to give up, but when I think about it, those clay artists who support me on this journey, they are not the owner of this kiln, but they move forward with me as the same target to preserve this dragon kiln. Then I really can't give them up. Dragon kiln actually is a very traditional kiln for firing of the ceramics. They have the history more than 3,000 years. It's originally from China and is brought into Singapore by our ancestor, the immigrants. In the past, this could be more than 12 dragon kiln in this west side of Singapore. Thao Kwang Dragon Kiln is the only operating kiln still active for firing. Since late 90, we opened up to a small groups of the clay artists to try to fire the dragon kiln. Right now, we don't do firings very frequent. We only do 2 to 3 times a year as an artist platform to explore, experiment as a research base. I think that we have to preserve and to share the knowledge of this kiln. This October firing, I recruit a lot of young ones. That I found that is some of them very interested and you know very passionate also. Then it really a bonus for me that to pass it down my knowledge to them.
I haven't really tried like wood firing, but like we love the effects. You know, like the ash glaze on the pot, and then all the different types of nicks and cracks that comes out with it. You know, that's like unexpected, which is not as perfect as what an electric kiln may give you, but something that I like because it's like I'm a very wabi sabi kind of guy. So the whole process is like really random, right? Because different parts of the chamber get different temperature, and then because of the placement of the pieces, you get different effect. The fire move in a very different way. So it's really unpredictable. There's just so many variables. We just pray.
To the kiln god.
Oh, wow. Now we're on that now.
I've always been on that. What are you talking about? Kiln god. I think I learned a lot from this experience, from the technical aspects, as well as this on-hand experience where you know you need to look at the smoke and see what color is it to tell whether is it over-fired, like you know the denseness of the wood or whatever. Yeah, and you don't get to experience this when you do like gas firing or electric firing. So yeah, so it's one of a kind.
I just enjoy like burning stuff.
Like campfire.
Yeah. But I guess it's also a significance of like progress, right? When you see the temperature goes up level by level until what you desire, right? It's like also that sense of accomplishment and being very involved in that process, or just being able to contribute to that process makes it very satisfying. And I think more importantly is like the people, the larger pottery community that is here and being very friendly, supportive. It's a kampong.
Yeah, it's a kampong spirit.
Yeah, and it's very enabling. You just don't feel tired. You just do. Like, you just.
Yeah, know, and I like how people prepare food for us to fuel up, you know, for the long shift. Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Wei Ming.